Thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Deborah Horowitz, and today's bit is the pluses and minuses of dog parks. Are they right for me and my dog? Some dogs enjoy dog parks and some do not. While many dogs enjoy playing with other dogs, their ability to do so in a friendly manner depends on several things: early socialization and playtime with other even-tempered dogs should teach your puppy what is appropriate doggy play. Dogs that are adopted as young adults or adults usually have an unknown play history. Furthermore, some dogs may not want a new dog friend and may find being in a situation with a large number of other dogs to be anxiety-provoking, and some may even show aggressive responses. An important aspect of dog parks revolves around how aware each dog owner is about what is going on not only with their dog, but the other dogs present. All pet owners should be watching their own dog, not just visiting with people. Some dogs are overly playful and jump and nip at dogs, and some dogs find this behavior problematic. If nice dog-appropriate rejections do not work in these instances, or if an owner intervenes, a fight may result. It is also not recommended to bring toys to a dog park, as these can cause fights between dogs. Size is another issue, and it is often safest to have a dog park that has a play area for small dogs and one for larger dogs. Here's a hint. Chasing in play should be bidirectional. In other words, go both ways. Each dog takes a turn chasing or being chased. If one dog always chases another who is clearly trying to get away, that is not considered play and is not fun for the chased dog. It is then probably time for that dog to go home. Finally, some dog parks have a regular cast of characters, so you know which dogs come at the same time you do and can decide if that works for you and your dog. Don't feel like there is something wrong with your dog if she doesn't like dog parks. Some people don't like going to places with a lot of unfamiliar people either. Most importantly, when you go to a dog park and it seems that your dog is not having fun, take her home or just go for a sniff walk. Not everyone, dog or human, is cut out for large social gatherings.